participation in community.
Do we need visual? Yes, but it has to be balanced by the sensual. You know, it was Napoleon who wrote back to Josephine when he was on the Russian front. He said, "Don't bathe. I'm coming home." That one takes a little longer. Global environmental and human crisis. How do we get back in touch with all the commons? Mind, body, nature, earth. Environmental and human crisis.
Electrostatic, electrodynamic field. Even though you started off with an alternating field, you end up with a DC field. In the process of taking the alternating current and creating it into direct current across this huge surface, has an interface on gravity too. And this is how the ceramic systems work in some of these little spaceships that the Grays were using.
Question that was asked in terms of the written question submitted was in terms of a woman asking, "What turns me on sexually, activities and behaviors I don't want to have in a husband?" Arrogance and aloofness and brusqueness and kind of toughness, etc. That arrogant, sexy man, etc. You know, the behind the Foster Grants, gaunt shirt, whatever man. But I wouldn't want a man like that as a husband, I'll breakfast with, or to spend the day with. So what do I do? Well, you see, that's where you are looking for sexual gratification to serve your desires to be conquered, or your desires to be hurt. And therefore, naturally, you're going to end up in a state of fusion, feeling more separate, more distant, more unsatisfied than before.
Miller, when I did it, I left out, but I've got Lawrence Welkin there all
right. Your memoir, This Boy's Life, is about how you invented and reinvented yourself, and perhaps the most stunning reinvention of yourself that you're responsible for is how you got into prep school. Just to explain here, although your father had for a while been rich, your mother, who you were with, was always poor. And when you were in, I guess it was junior high school, you and your brother started communicating, and your brother urged you to try to get away from your father, your stepfather, who was beating you, and try to get into prep school, and he said he'd try to help you. So you got really hooked on the idea and tried to get a scholarship. So what you did was you made up letters of recommendations from all of your teachers.
The only area, truly so, the only area where the fusion, the melting together, takes place is when the motivation of sex is for love. Oh, that sounds so very prudish, we know. So very 50s or whatever.
It's very easy to do. Just you just go off of VHS, even like a VCR audio, a video, and process it and stick it on.
Fire. And I think that we have just had this major fire in Point Reyes, yeah. Which is, in fact, isn't it the location of the Miwok? Isn't that
the Pomo Miwok, yeah. Roundhouse, uh-huh. is near there, but that was saved, that wasn't burned.
Yeah, yeah. That was the news I wanted to know, yeah. a little bit about. And
I put my hand in my pocket.
As I understand it, reasserting themselves as a group in Marin County. Is that not true?
Yeah, there's several groups over the years
stories
that part of the mythology of the dominant culture in the West is that Native people were wiped out. And we did our best
that
to wipe them out.
Pole.
But I think in testimony to their spiritual
really
strength, the wisdom
hot.
Of their
big
shamanic
of
ways, they went
the
underground and
shot.
They survived. And tremendous. California had one of the highest rates of massacres of women and children.
I like too much.
It was terrible.
Genocide,
yeah,
basically.
Basic genocide, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably more people killed here than in the
I like
women
too
and
much.
Children.
The plane going
was terrible.
I
genocide,
like too much.
Yeah, basic genocide, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably more people killed here than in the Holocaust.
The flame shooting out. People dive into the street.
Whatever indigenous people that might be speaking to you in some way, and we
while
incorporate
I play
some
with
of
my
that
meat.
Methodology in our lives or in our work.
It's a stupid story. Complete nonsense. Why do you waste my time with it? I may be a child, but I'm not a jerk. Why don't you leave me alone with your fish stories? Really, I'm not interested.
My steel melted and my tower is coming down.
Boring with your parables and paradoxes. And the nurse said, Joseph Malka, you try and do better.
The New York skyline will never be the same, but the guys who flew those planes had fucking amazing aim. I like to watch. There must have been a reason, but I don't understand why they hit the Pentagon instead of Disneyland.
four, three.
I'm like two moms. The plane going in. I'm like two moms. The plane shooting out. It's raining broken glass while I sit on my ass. My steel melted and my tower is coming down.
Well, what do you think of that?
The picture, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to make of the picture. It gives me strange feelings. I have trouble with that kind of expressionistic painting. Makes me feel weird. Gives me kind of goose pimples. How about you? What do you think of it?
I think that's the point of it, you know. I mean, once art got abstract, it really had to deal mostly with feeling. I think if you spend a lot of time looking at it, the feelings are what it's supposed to evoke, you know.
Oh, excuse me. You stepped on my foot. It's all right.
I beg your pardon.
It's all right.
I'd almost had enough of watching planes explode until they showed it in reverse, and I had to shoot my load.
In real time with my show.
What would you want to process it? What would you want to do with it? Cut it up and edit it?
Oh, there's a million things you could do.
I was rather surprised, but I really wasn't overwhelmed. But I was happy that something was going to happen. And little did we know that was going to, explode like it has.
I like to watch. Now my hands all sticky, and I cannot find a rag. I guess I'll have to use the American flag.
Now that Hitler's down, better buy a black kimono, cause you're on your last go round.
Round and around Hitler's grave, round and around we go.
we return you to the Conqueror.
Yeah, the war goes on. That's understood, all right. But when we finish with the Japs and the whole thing's over, well, what then? Is it going to happen again?
You know, it's blown like it has. And, you know, all you guys, especially you, from day one, and you listened to me, you worked with me, and, you know, we had a tremendous amount of downsides, and many times it was called off, and I can remember pacing in my prison cell and cursing the whole damn project. Episodes and then being able to find a starring actor.
Has become a force. In some sense, the conspiracy theory itself is a force. The individual itself, himself becomes the story. I think we're at the edge of that with Ike. Last week I turned on the History Channel.
This is another great example of why you hire great actors to be in your movie.
setting up an... If I can work Germany with 20 watts, imagine what you can do with 150 or 200. And they're typically evenings, obviously.
Yes.
Holiday or weekends. Holiday weekends, Halloween weekends would be any weekend. But 6955, tune it in, or 6950, upper or lower sideband on that Sangine, and you're in business. But, yeah...
55, right?
Yeah. Or 6950.
Somewhere in there, though.
Yeah, that's moved up and down, but yeah, somewhere in that vicinity.
On this table right here. So just sit down, relax, and digest it. Yo, how the fuck you think you beating me? I mistook you for the MC you're supposed to be. But on the Bible, you're deceiving me. Trying just to beef with me. Lying and deceiving me. What? You lost the plot?
I like
your
much.
Ass just a pit of me. When I hit, you feel the impact of a
I
snake
like
bite. Break down your cheek. Leave you curled up on a lay-by. Questioning your right to be here.
The
and why
flame
you
going in.
I
like
when
you
I bring you down to tears, there's an answer, but you won't like it. You the
flame shooting out.
Hitter. Don't fight it. Like a matching pools of petrol, you just don't strike it. See, you
people
need
dying into the street
hype, man,
while I play with
it.
My meat.
In fact,
my steel melted and my tower is coming down.
Capo, I leave you all beheaded. Never was the type of fella just to rush the freestyle, then walk around, claiming like I'm running this town. I'm talking artist, all about construction of sound. When you reach me on that level, devil free for the ground. What? This is what you call. This is what you call. This is what you call, brother Ty. Type of style, make you reconcile. Hitting tracks like I'm hitting tiles. Anything you done, you better quit it. Cause I already did it. I'm biting ain't right for the spirit. Let me emphasize that. You're not even close. How can you achieve when you can't even approach? Let me emphasize that. You're not even close. How can you achieve? Don't pretend you friggin' know me and my plan of action. You have never seen no one like me, and that's a fact, son. Trying to speak upon a subject you ain't got no mind for. I will stand above the faith, begin the awe. Going overseas to other shores. See if anybody ignores when I'm all up in their faces, taking back their rewards. For the most hated rapper in this business of frauds. Yo, the last thing I want is all you bitches applause. What's the fact? I'll never cash in. You'll never see me on some fake shit gassing like an old has-been. I've seen too many fall by hands of the same fate. You never come back once you get the tide break. I'ma get this shifted. Go for every time I rip. And all you hip-hop junks will still be saying fuck this shit. I'm gonna hit hard and represent the next class. Check the strength, my verse made from flex glass. This is what you call volatile. Type of style make you reconcile. Hitting tracks like I'm hitting tiles. Anything you done, you better quit it. Cause I already did it. I'm biting ain't right for the spirit. Let me emphasize that. You're not even close. How can you achieve when you can't even approach? Let me emphasize that. You're not even close. How can you achieve?
So far from ultimate reality. For the endless spirits comprising the totality of me are, in a cosmic sense, my offspring. My divine purpose in dividing me was to create sufficient parts of me so that I could know myself experientially.
Any evening, just
under there, you sort of know that they're telling what they're doing, which basically served the interests of transnational capital and financial institutions. And he said, for example, the G7, you know, the seven big rich countries, meaning just their executives, you know.
WUUZBC, the voice of the Chamber of Commerce of Newton Falls River, Massachusetts, as interpreted by birds passing by overhead on their way to Florida. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Glued emotionally to my chair. Wrapped.
The number you have reached.
New Metaphysics. Ten plus days and counting offline. I feel like I'm in a lifeboat in the Pacific waiting for my company's plane to come and take me home to champagne safety. Or my unit to bring me back to HQ. However mobile it may be these days, for cigarettes with Charlie, or back to the Bahamas for lines and broads on the old sign my last name and be damn proud the total is high account of my middle upper junior executive status. Because years ago, I devised a policy that's used by corporations all over the freaking place now. Even though they don't know that I was the one. My company does. So I get to go all over the place. And only sporadically come up with another one. Banks of secretaries and lower middle junior executives on the come on working under me. I created it. Created discrepancy in the billing paperwork sent out to Joe Average Americanisher. And we devised that 22% would pay unquestioningly. 13% would pay, but would bother the phone bank a little bit. 18% wouldn't pay at all, but would probably read less carefully billings in the future through guilt, however delayed. And only 21% would actually not pay, bother the phone bank, and continue reading the future billing text. At least I created it for my company. My nation. My Corpus Christi. My immersive substrate for amorous connection in the starry night. I, my friends, have the distinction you do not. I am part of an organization I believe in. I can trust, have a relationship with it. Sit back in my life and relax, knowing my life is one with it all. I have a real life. belong to an organization expressing my true ideals, where I can contribute and be valuable, and am fed back rewards of same. And we win big, and party hard, all copacetic with all the rest of my life. All my loved ones, my near and far sub-community, and I can travel anywhere. Now, how many of you can say that?
Leadership. Nobody else knows what they're doing. The IMF, the World Bank, the GATT Council, now it would be the World Trade Organization, and yeah, they get together and they're running a de facto world government.
There is only one way for the Creator to know itself experientially as the Creator.
I think that's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a metaphor. I mean, like, it's not that they get together somewhere and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. They do get together, but it's usually extremely boring.
And that is to create. And so I gave to each of the countless parts of me, to all of my spirit children, the same power to create which I have as the whole.
Like, if you were unfortunate enough to have gone to this Devas conference the other day, I'm sure you would have been bored out of your mind. I mean, I didn't go and I didn't see the document, but having read things like that, I do a lot of reading of this stuff. Like, the Trilateral Commission is one of them, and they publish regular documents. So boring. I mean, after a couple of years, I stopped subscribing. You know, it was so predictable and boring and pablum and so on and so forth. And besides, you can read it in Foreign Affairs or New York Times business page or wherever you want any day.
This is what your religions mean when they say that you were created in the image and likeness of God.
Everything I say is septic, deranged, verbally prophetic, a human wreckage. Send a message to the best, something better's coming, a couple steps ahead of you. Just remember, every time you sleep, I'm getting revenue. As you dream about your only hit, I'm bagging some air miles. Gradually you're slipping like you're on wet tiles. There's no one willing here to catch you. No more yes men who you can rap to. Just a bunch of cynics who will laugh through everything you've ever done, everything you ever do. Give me just one verse, one spit, and I will bury you. Severing through, back you up, dash you in the trench. Your time spent like a half pence in the past tense. Watch me first, Samson quench first. Cut finish line first, leave you for dirt. Put a spanner in the works, take away your smirks, make your vertebrae jerk. Have your teeth for brunch, you for dessert. See, I'm watching every move, every slut you motherfuckers make. Cut them down to size like a tax rebate. Up in the race, unlocking the gates. Caps 9-9, words of the great. This is what you call brother time. Type of style make you reconcile. Hitting tracks like I'm hitting tiles. Anything you done, you better quit it, cause I already did it. I'm biting ain't right for the spirit. Let me emphasize that you're not even close. How can you achieve when you can't even approach? Let me emphasize that you're not even close. How can you achieve when you can't even approach?
State-of-the-art audio control specifications. All work in combination with the Sonic Hologram Generator to recreate the ultimate listening experience. The effect is stunning and cannot be achieved with any other combination of components, regardless of cost.
There's a million things that have barely even, videos barely been touched because we're still under the aura of like what a Hollywood film is.
I began in high school with a real obsession for the light side of the personality. I was very good at suppressing the shadow side. Maybe what writing poetry means, or what culture means, is reconciling yourself with the dark side of your own body, of your own intelligence. The Buddhists are much wiser than we are in this case. In fact, the Buddhists all of the Orientals use the yin-yang symbol, which shows the white part of the personality and the black part of the personality united inside a circle. And since they try as a culture to reconcile themselves more with the dark side, they have much more feeling for plants and animals than we do. One of the main ideas of Buddhism is that you're not to kill animals and plants. You're not to cut down redwood trees. So here's a little poem that touches on that in a way. It's called Poem in Three Parts. Oh, in an early morning, I think I shall live forever. I am wrapped in my joyful flesh, as the grass is wrapped in its clouds of green. Rising from a bed where I dreamt of long rides past castles and hot coal, the sun lies happily on my knees. I have suffered and survived the night, bathed in dark water like any blade of grass. The strong leaves of the box elder trees plunging in the wind call us to disappear into the wilds of the universe, where we shall sit at the foot of a plant and live forever like the dust.
Can expect it, and it will come to you safely and joyously. You can expect it, and it will come to you safely and joyously.
When media systems are in the hands of private tyrannies. I mean, it's bad enough if the guys who, you know, making shoes is or cars, that's bad enough. But when it's control over the doctrinal system and information, that's much worse. That's why I think the stuff that's going on in telecommunications now should really have a lot more attention than it does. I mean, here's this huge system, you know, built at public expense. I mean, you guys paid for it, you know. And as usual, being handed over to private power now that it's profitable. And it's very likely, I think, most media analysts with their heads screwed on see, and indeed even report, that it's going to end up in the hands of half a dozen megacorporations internationally. Well, that's worse than the oligopolies that run steel and computers, because here we're talking about a new mode of information and communication and so on, as always, built at public expense. And right now, right in the middle of it, being handed over to private power, incidentally, not being reported. I mean, like, it's not that there's no reporting. Like, you've heard about the Telecommunications Act, but it wasn't discussed as a public interest issue. It was discussed as a business issue. And in fact, most of the reporting was in the business pages. This is the big legislative achievement of last Congress, you know, Telecommunications Act of 1996. Reported in the business pages, and not as a public interest issue. Like, it's not supposed to be a question of public interest whether major systems of information and interchange are handed over as gifts to Rupert Murdoch. That's not supposed to be an issue of public interest.
The only thing that was discussed was, like, do you give it to 6 corporations or 12, you know, or do you do it this way or that way? Well, you know, that's effective indoctrination when these ideas, when these things don't even occur to people. It takes real indoctrination. But yeah, I think you're right. This is worse than the handing over of decision-making power to private tyrannies, because in this case, it's also handing over, you know, access to the things that they're going to use for control of the public mind. These systems could also be used to liberate people.
Doesn't mean, as someone suggested, that our physical bodies look alike, although God can adopt whatever physical form God chooses for a particular purpose.
It's my explanation. Well, more of an account of what happened. I'd been on my own for a while and getting kind of lonely and bored. Nothing to do all day. And that's when I started shadowing.
Shadowing?
Shadowing, following. I started to follow people.
Who?
Anyone, first. I mean, that was the whole point. Somebody at random. Somebody didn't know who I was.
And then?
And then, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I just see where they went, what they did. Go home afterwards.
Why'd you do it?
See where they went. Anyone, I mean, how can I explain? You ever, been to a football match, just let your eyes, go over, drift across a crowd of people, and they slowly stop and fix on one person, and all of a sudden that person isn't part of the crowd anymore. They become an individual. Just like that. Just became irresistible.
So you followed women?
No, I didn't follow women. It wasn't a sex thing. I followed anybody. I just wanted to see where they went, what they did.
You were playing a secret agent?
No, I'm a writer. Well, I want to be a writer anyway. I was gathering material for my characters. Well, to begin with. After a while, I spotted the dangers. I've become hooked. I had to start making up rules to just try and keep it under control. Never follow people for too long. Don't follow women down dark alleys after dark, you know. Stuff like that. It was supposed to just be completely random. And when it stopped being random, that's when it started to go wrong. And I started to follow people, specific people. When I selected a person to follow, that's when the trouble started.
Composed of the same stuff.
And I'm about to let off. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, truth, the truth. So won't you throw a hand in the air? Put up a peace sign, a peace sign. So we're feeling good, we should, we could, we would. Stop. Think for a moment, okay? And then sway, girl, I can play. Step up to the way. With all the stress, the stress, the hard place, the life.
Traveling.
That's when the trouble started. Other people are interesting to me. Have you never listened to other people's conversations on the bus or on the tube, seen somebody on the street that looks interesting or is behaving slightly oddly or something like that, wondered what their lives involve, what they do, where they come from, where they go to.
Never looked like the dog had gone to hell in a handbasket. And then one day I called you guys and you said, we got a guy named Johnny Depp. And I said, who the hell's Johnny Depp? And I waited a long time for him to show up. I got pissed off about that. And when he got here, I fell in love with the guy. And so I'm exceptionally happy.
How do we get back in touch with all the commons? Mind, body, nature, earth. John Locke was the ultimate philosopher of the Enlightenment. John Locke was the great politician of the modern age, really. He said, everything in nature is idle waste, unproductive. Those trees are out there, they're unenclosed, they're not doing anything valuable for us. Or to quote one great president, if you've seen one redwood tree, we gotta keep these things alive in the memory, you know? So he said, you younger people, ask the older people who that was later. Now, everything in nature is idle waste, said Locke. I'm going to get over to you, folks. Everything in nature is idle waste till we harness it with technology to create valuable products. The faster we enclose nature, transform it, the more wealth we generate. That is the worldview of the nations of the world, the governments going into the Earth Summit. But the worldview of this leadership, many of you have spent 25 years, is totally different. You believe that everything in nature is not idle waste, but value. Intrinsic value and some thermodynamic or utility value. All we do with all that value, God's creation, is we transform it into temporary products, goods, utilities, and what then happens to all of the things we create eventually? They end up back in nature as waste, poo-poo, entropy.
Began to realize that there were really two kinds of people in the world. Those who are interested in the light white side of the personality, which you can describe as a father if you want to. And those interested in the dark side, which you can describe as the mother if you want to.
George Washington is one of the founding fathers you write about, and you say he didn't want blacks to join the army. Did he give reasons why?
Which I'm not getting into right now, maybe later on in the tape. So anyway, we're using that technology to separate the plates, these seven different plates, which are repeated on four different directions on the top and four different directions on the bottom. This repeating pattern gives us a total of 56 plates, 28 on the top and 28 on the bottom. Now these plates are now connected to this generator that generates this negative and positive charge over there, which is a like a huge Wimhurst machine around the outside dimensions of the psi. So what happens is, when the machine is on, the positive charge will go to one plate, a negative charge will go to another, a positive charge will go to another, a negative charge will go to another. And these are not picked at random, but this is a programmed pattern depending on where we're going in dimension, what dimension, so that we're energizing all these plates.
I can expect it, and it will come to me safely and joyously. I can expect it. It will come to me safely and joyously.
There was David Icke, Jim Mars, another excellent conspiratorialist, and a couple of shills for the other side, a guy named Piper, a shill for the Trilateral Commission, talking about conspiracy theory, and being that it was the History Channel, there was no discussion of shape-shifting reptilians. But I did point certainly to this evolutionary and overarching conspiracy of control and a segment of the population playing through secret societies and Merovingian bloodlines that essentially is invested in keeping us under their feet and essentially using us as fodder for their own sustenance. It was a fascinating show.
When you read Nick's screenplay, do you remember your kind of initial reaction?
Nick had great insight into me, and you know, he first told me I want to make a movie about you, not about what other people have said about you.
Even a music video doesn't do the really weird, strange stuff.
Of course not. Yeah.
You know, like, you know, anything from, like, negative stuff. You could have stuff filmed on infrared film. You could have all sorts of video processing where you could fuck the hell out of it.
Or did he just assume everybody would agree with him?
Well, Washington was started out as kind of an ordinary Virginia aspirant to wealth. He was acquisitive. He wanted land. That was how you acquired wealth. In addition, you acquired wealth by marrying a rich widow, and he did that. And you made your land productive by using slaves.
We are the same stuff, with all the same properties and abilities, including the ability to create physical reality out of thin air.
I'm not driving 30 miles to the next closest train station.
Our backs are to the wall. We've had to cut 10% out of our budget, $65 million. We've squeezed in every possible direction, and we're really down to the very last resort. I don't want to do it. I think it's a terrible mistake, and I think we'll pay a dear price later for it.
One of the many cuts the city has had to make, four trolley lines have been terminated. Philly has worked hard to hold on to the streetcars left by National City, but now the ghosts of General Motors and the Fitzgeralds may finally have their way.
The shop will be closed. The plug is pulled, and it's only a matter of two more weeks and we'll be out of business. And then they give us 2 weeks to actually get rid of everything and shut the place down. 2091 was brought in today for an inspection.
You're doing the inspection?
Oh, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, we're running streetcars until the 12th of September. And my job is to maintain those streetcars in a safe manner until the 12th of September. And on the 11th of September, I'll be inspecting streetcars.
Well, they're saying that in 3 years, they're going to put back on the track these cars.
Well, if you believe that, then you believe Chrysler's going to bring back the DeSoto. And I don't think they are.
Passengers, you lose revenue, you lose the confidence of your ridership that you can be effective and meet their needs. This is happening all over the country. Over half of the transit operators are needing to either raise fares, cut service, or do both.
I would like to give people a choice. I'd like them to be able to have their automobiles, but I'd like them to also be able to have a meaningful choice in the use of transit. And they don't have that choice right now.
The only good transportation you can have in cities, in modern cities, is the one that combines public transportation, private transportation, which treats pedestrians decently and uses often bicycles and has a diversity of modes. When everybody drives, the system collapses.
When cities get to the point where you have nothing but stop and crawl traffic, obviously there isn't going to be any urban delight. There isn't going to be delight of the things that make a city what it is. And therefore, mass transit has to be continued, improved, and expanded. It's vital to the health of the city. It's vital to the beauty of the city. It's vital to the quality of life the city has.
My purpose in creating you, my spiritual offspring, was for me to know myself as God.
Started from there, square one, and we spent a lot of time interacting with each other, and he got into my soul.
Soldier, when the sweet morning comes and you're mustered out, when you get paid off, and there's a ticket in your wallet that guarantees delivery to street and number and the faces that you've dreamed about in foxholes, you mustn't forget to take along your homework in the barracks bag. For there's no discharge in the war. You're on probation only. You and the faces you've dreamed about and all the rest of us. Henceforward, we must do a little civil thinking every day. not pass up the front page for the sports page as we did before. Vigilance pays interest and compounds into peace, whereas bland unconcern and the appeasing cheek draw blitzkrieg as a lightning rod attracts a thunderbolt. A little civil thinking every day. That's the homework. Yes, shooting your mouth off against the bad appointment and the shoddy referendum. Storming the redoubts of the local Schickelgruber. Voting in season and demanding of your representative that he be representative.
Thus had Leto been reminded of knowledge which lay in his memory. It had been an important lesson about the workings of memory. A memory was not enough, even for one whose past was as multiform as his, unless its use was known and its value revealed to judgment. Jakarutu would have water, a wind trap, all of the attributes of a Fremen siege, plus the value without compare that no Fremen would venture there. Many of the young would not even know such a place as Jakarutu had ever existed. Oh, they would know about Fondak, of course, but that was a smuggler place. It was a perfect place for the dead to hide, among the smugglers and among the dead of another age.
Some of it's recyclable, some of it isn't. That's two different worldviews, isn't it? Waste to value, John Locke. Value to utility to waste, the new worldview. If you believe, and I believe most people in this room believe it's worldview too, then can someone please explain to me, because no economist can, what is gross national product?
Even those vibrations which are in phase with each other and which will enclose three-dimensional space. It has six edges, four corners, four faces, which are equilateral triangles. And you can think of it as being a three-sided pyramid with the base forming the fourth side. Well, if you took a whole bunch of tetrahedrons and if they all had the same edge length and stacked them on each other so that their corners just touch. Here again, you would have continuous straight lines which intersect each other at angles of 60, 90, or 120 degrees, and vibrations moving along those lines could intersect each other at points in space which are equal distances apart, one wavelength apart, or an even multiple of one wavelength apart. And they could all thus be in phase with each other and all thus reinforce each other. So it's from this kind of interaction that we get the concept that God geometrizes, that it's fundamental to the very nature of the universe, that it generates orderly geometrical patterns.
So almost all artists, poets, and musicians are interested in the mother. They're interested in women and independence and music and crickets and oceans.
I mean, very clear reversal.
It's very clear, all right.
That's one proper relationship, and I intend to cooperate with this inquiry. But that is not true. Now, once again, we can hear his emotional state in this. He says backwards, "I see that we're broken," and you can actually hear his voice crack on the word broken. I say that we're broken. I say that we're broken. I say that we're broken. Okay? I
see that we're broken.
Well, we're sorry. All right.
We're not suggesting you cannot have sexual gratification except in love. Not at all. You can have sexual gratification, but you got to know what you're about. You have to realize, look, I want to make sexual conquests. I want to conquer that woman, or I want to conquer that man, or be conquered by the other. And if you can acknowledge that and know that for yourself, then you can have gratifying sex, joyous gratifying sex, absolutely so. But if you lie to yourself and pretend it's for love, when it's really for something else, then you're going to have trouble, absolutely so.
Somebody's behavior and it raises 100,000 questions, and I wanted to ask those questions and I wanted to know what the answers were. And so I'd follow people to try and find out. Most important rule was that even if I found out where somebody worked or where they lived, then you would never follow the same person twice. That was the most important rule.
I have no way to do that, save through you.
That was the one that I broke first.
It's really interesting when we get to what I call the fourth law of coherency, because here we bring in this concept, perhaps a new concept, of velocity harmonics. Now, to illustrate how this works, let me give you a simple analogy that may make it easier for people to visualize this. Suppose you have a conveyor belt in a completely dark room, and this conveyor belt moves 1 inch per second, exactly 1 inch per second, and on the conveyor belt is a line of little light-emitting diodes, or for those of you who may not be up on all the technology, let's just say little magical pinheads that light up or bleep once per second. Now, what happens under these conditions, because you can only see them when they light up, and they only light up once per second exactly, and they're all moving forward 1 inch per second, and they're all spaced exactly 1 inch apart. You have the stroboscopic illusion that they're not moving at all, because each time they light up, each little LED or pinhead is in exactly the same position that the one ahead of it had at the last time they lit up. Mm-hmm. And so you have the illusion of a stationary row of little lights 1 inch apart, bleeping on once per second. But we can take this a step further. Let's superimpose on that first row another row that's also 1 inch apart, lights up once per second, but is moving 2 inches per second. And let's superimpose on that yet a third row that lights up once per second, is spaced 1 inch apart, but moves 3 inches per second. And let's superimpose on that another row that's 1 inch apart, lights up once per second, but moves 4 inches per second. And then another that's 5 inches per second, 6 inches per second, 7 inches per second.
Thank you.
inches per second, and then another that's 5 inches per second, 6 inches per second, 7 inches per second, and so on. Now, what happens after 1 second? Well, one pinhead that moves 1 inch per second will move 1 inch forward. The one that's right behind it that moves 2 inches per second will move 2 inches to exactly the same position as the other one. The one that's 3 inches behind the first one will move 3 inches in that 1 second to the same position as the other two.
I don't let too many people in there. You need the key to the Sultan's toolbox there. And I was glad I let him in. When I read it, it broke me up emotionally, because that's what it was about. I mean, my inner self, my inner being, my inner thought, my innermost thoughts, and he put it down on paper.
Teacher, and in my opinion, we've got to get the peace movement beyond pacifism or any kind of position that weakens the will of the people. That we've got to come out of our corner swinging, we workers, because we're facing massive attack. We won't find a place to hide from the kind of state that Ashcroft has in mind. He's creating the conditions for suppression throughout the country, and for illegalizing any opposition to the government. They're identifying patriotism with groveling before George Bush, as if he were now going to be the end of evolution. And
the picture appears to me to be as if the artist was searching for something he had lost and was trying to find again. Do you see that at all in the picture?
And if truly your game is to be destroyed by the opposite sex, sexually, admit it and have fun doing it, for goodness sakes.
Accordingly. He was a boomer from the age of 14, always on the lookout for the big chance, the ground floor, the inside track. As a youth, he tried the Wisconsin and Minnesota woods, but found only the migratory wage slavery that's always been one payoff of the American dream. He tried professional baseball, but wasn't quite good enough. In the 1890s, he floated out to North Dakota on the tail end of the land rush, but found himself in the midst of a 10-year drought and ended up speculating in wheat futures and running a blind pig. If you believe that the world owes you not merely a living but a bonanza, then restrictive laws are only an irritation and a challenge. When it became clear that Dakota's promises were indistinguishable from Siberian exile, my father dragged us out the migration route to the Northwest. His goal then was Alaska, but again he was late. The Klondike rush was long over. The survivors had straggled back. For a while he ran a lunchroom in the Washington woods where the Seattle suburb of Redmond now is. The loggers cut down the trees and left the lunchroom among the stumps. By 1914, we were up in Saskatchewan, part of another land rush, where for a change we would be in on the ground floor and make a killing growing wheat to feed Europe's armies.
Do you think of your father's personality as being...
You can now count on receiving all the things you desire to come from God through others. You can now count on receiving all the things you desire to come from God through others. Breast cancer in the men in my family.
Check your prostate.
I think I'm okay.
And a Dr. Ewing Cameron, who, by the way, was the founder of the American Psychiatric Association, this Dr. Cameron was an MKUltra torture scientist. And
he thought, and slave owners did not like the idea of having black people going around with guns, because they were always worried about slave rebellions.
Because those government leaders going to Rio, they think gross national product is a measure of the wealth we generate in goods and services each year. They're a little confused.
What's your name and what's in your bag?
Reserve it all in advance. You can write and perhaps cut out pictures of where you'd like to go and make a card which has the pictures and that says, "This entitles the bearer to a weekend away."
If that's what you're really after, don't deny it to yourself. Don't keep yourself from having it. You see, that's the thing. I want it. I want to be destroyed. Oh, goody. I can hardly wait, you see. Love to be humiliated, right? Love to be destroyed and conquered and hurt and all that kind of stuff. But yet I won't admit it to myself. So who's denying my sexual pleasure? Not the other person.
First things first, we need a bag.
Stop and wait, whisper.
you have one of your own?
Yeah, it's a big bag with swag written right across it.
Bingo.
Okay, what do you fancy? Nothing here of any value.
I don't seem that concerned.
I don't do it for the money.
Why do you do it?
For the adrenaline. And because, like you, I'm interested in people. Hey, you can tell a lot about people from their stuff. How old would you say these people are?
Don't know.
Well, you can tell a lot from the futon for a start. Young people have futons. These people wouldn't be anywhere near 40 with a futon. And they've got one laundry bag, which means they're probably very used to each other. Probably about 25 over.
It could be 20 and have been living together for years.
Yeah. Now look at the books. They're college educated, probably graduated when they're 21 or 22. Moved in together in the last year. You can tell more from the music. Here's the box.
What box?
Everyone has a box. But men, it's usually a shoebox.
Is there valuables in it?
No, more interesting, more personal. Things like snapshots, letters, little trinkets for Christmas. Cracker. See? Envelope. Photos, little form cards, notes. It's a sort of unconscious collection. A display.
What do you mean, display?
Well, display. Each thing tells something very intimate about the people. We're very privileged to see it. It's very rare.
Hey, what the hell did you do that for?
It's like a diary. They hide it. But actually, they want someone to see it. That's what I do. You can see on the display, flip sides of the same coin. This way, they know someone's seen it. That's what it's all about. Interrupting someone's life. Making them see all the things that they took for granted. Like when they go back and buy all this stuff from the shelves of insurance money, they'll have to think for the first time in a long time why they wanted all this stuff, what it's for. You take it away, you show them what they had. Source here. Found these in the last flat. I think I'll just give them something to chat about.
Why would you want to do that?
Should put them in his trousers and ask them what he's been doing.
Yeah, but why would you want to fuck up their relationship?
Don't you listen. You take it away and show them what they have. Fancy a drink?
Could be joking.
Oh, don't be fooled by the supermarket label. I seem to remember I've had this before. It's actually quite good. You've had a bit of difficulty doing this with your glove, John.
So we're actually going to take anything?
Anything your heart desires. Although that's not really the point, is it? I mean, this is work.
I thought the whole point of burglary was taking things.
No, this is the point. Breaking in, entering someone's life. Finding out who they really are. I mean, don't you just feel it? Standing here, drinking their wine. People will never even meet. Oh, you startled us. Are you from the agency or are you viewing like us?
What are you doing in my flat?
Oh, didn't the agent tell you we'd be here this afternoon?
But we're not moving.
You must be the man in the house. Congratulations, you have a very nice home.
But we're not moving.
Really? Oh, then I should check with the agent now. Right. Shit, we shouldn't have come up here. We're going to have to wait ages to get down again. Here's the way up here.
Jesus Christ! Do you think they believed you?
Of course they didn't fucking believe me.
Well, what the hell do you think you were doing?
Well, I caught them on the hop. We surprised them.
How do you mean?
That bloke wasn't her boyfriend. Why do you think he didn't say anything? No, she was up to no good and she was pretty glad we weren't her boyfriend.
You reckon?
Definitely. Why else would she be home in the middle of the afternoon? No, you just can't plan for that kind of fucking shit. We're unlucky. Don't worry about it. It won't happen again.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure.
Oh, yeah? Well,
Next time you can do the fucking prep work.
No, I didn't mean
it. No, I mean it. Take your mark, check it out for days, months, years, whatever. You'll be in the next place we hit.
Yeah, all right.
Tell you what.
What?
I feel bad about pulling the panty routine on that bloke. She's going to give him loads of shit and she's the one that's fooling around.
Yourself, it is like little children, then that when it comes to be Christmas or what have you, it wants something real that it can rip open, you see? So some of these ideas are nice for the adult mind, but the part of yourself that still likes to rip open the gifts doesn't go for it. So that part of yourself, see if you can go the extra bit and perhaps cut it out or draw it up or get up. A pamphlet from a place or whatever you have, and write it up, wrap it up, and get a card to you with love from you.
You're only in the first step of a long-term campaign to bring mass transit and public transit to the public.
We've had quite a few demonstrations at the Board of Supervisors. In fact, one of the meetings had more than 1,000 people at it. You know, if nobody's talking, if nobody's saying anything, then people may think, oh, well, it's something that will blow over. It's something we can't change. But if people begin to think about it, people begin to talk about it, then they think they can change it. And that's where we make a difference, I think.
This is a critical moment, critical moment. I would say in the next 5 years, these 5 years will determine whether there will be a viable transit systems in over half of the areas of this country.
The whole concept of what Ernst Haeckel made up is a lie, but every biology textbook in America today that I'm aware of still teaches that.
All right, you can... Let's examine how that can scientifically stand up. Carbon dating.
Okay.
Lots of people, lots of scientists, lots of archaeologists prove what they have found, resort to carbon dating.
Right.
What is wrong with carbon dating? It must be inaccurate or wrong if the Earth is only 6,000 years old, because they keep dating this stuff at hundreds of thousands of years.
Right. Carbon dating would only get you back about 30,000 years. The limitations are pretty great. There's about seven different radioactive elements, potassium argon, or potassium decays to argon, rubidium to strontium, and lead 208, lead 206, you know, we can talk about any of them, uranium 235. All of them, any decay method of dating is based on some very fundamental assumptions. A simple analogy that helps folks understand: if you had walked into a room and found a candle burning on the table,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "Hey, Art, how long has the candle been burning?"
Right.
And you said, "Well, okay, I don't know, Kent. It's burning when I walked in." Okay, let's measure the candle. Suppose the candle is 7 inches high.
Okay.
We measure it extremely precisely. I mean, we get out the micrometers and we get it. You know, all the scientists agree this candle's 7 inches high. There's no argument on the height of the candle. That's called empirical, testable, demonstrable science.
Right.
How long has it been burning?
Well, science could, I suppose, prove that by the repetitive burning of a 7-inch candle.
Well, that would tell you how long that candle will burn down, you know, when it'll burn out. But I want to know when it was lit.
Well, you could determine that almost forensically once you had determined the burn time for a 7-inch candle.
Let's get the burn time. Suppose we watch it and find out it burns an inch an hour.
Right, there you go.
Okay, when we walked in, we determined two scientific things. It is 7 inches tall. It is burning 1 inch every hour.
Right.
How long ago was it lit?
Well, if it was 5 inches, 2 hours ago.
See, we don't know. See, that's where you have to leave empirical science and go to assumptions. We would have to assume an initial height for the candle, which we could not prove. We just have to assume that. We'd say, well, it's okay. Maybe it was 12 inches tall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a starting assumption.
We don't know what the starting height was. It was burning when we walked in the room.
Okay.
It is now 7 inches tall.
How about the amount of melted wax?
If that may be a possibility.
I'm reaching out here, but...
Well, they're dripless candles. You know, they don't produce any wax. The point is, with carbon dating, you're measuring the decay of an element. Carbon-14 slowly decays. Nobody questions that.
Yes, sir.
The half-life is a little less than 6,000 years.
Yes, sir.
But you're able to accurately measure how much carbon-14 is in the object today, and we can measure the decay rate today. And after that, we're basing this on assumptions.
Symptoms of drug addiction and what drives it. We're not talking about the root causes of why people are taking drugs.
Thank you.
Martin, when you asked me to do this reading, I waited to see what would come to me in the way of a group of poems, and a certain group came to my mind, which I felt I really wanted to be the nucleus of the reading. In thinking about them, I realized that they had something in common. They all had some connection with sleep. They either contained dream material or were written in a state close to sleep. In fact, it was rather curious that since I am going to be dealing with a lot of dream material, I had an incident occurred to me on my way here, which was just like a dream. I've been using the Sixth Avenue subway for so many years I won't mention it. And I went down the usual place and stood on the usual platform to go uptown. A young man came up to me and said, "Does this stop at 50th Street?" I said, "Oh, yes." We got on the train. The train pulled out. Then he said to me, "This train is going downtown." I said, "Downtown? That can't be. I always stand here. You know, I always stand on that platform to get the train." He says, "Well, it's going downtown," and he pointed to the sign which said Coney Island. So I said, "Well, I'll have to get out at the next stop, which may be Canal Street, and take a taxi." I got out at the next stop, and it was the station that I'd started from.
Nice place.
Thanks. Feel a bit funny about it, you know, since someone's been going through my stuff. Sort of creepy.
What'd they take?
Books, my camera, CDs. They even took a bag from my cupboard to take it away, and right, that's pretty standard.
Must be terrible losing all that stuff.
My insurance will cover most of it. It's personal stuff that's worse.
Personal stuff? Like what?
They, rifled through my underwear.
Shit. Why would they do that?
Come on, you know the kind of kinky, voyeuristic shit men get into.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not into any of that.
One other thing they did was they took one of my earrings. They didn't take the pair, they just took one just to really fuck me off.
Probably misplaced the other one or something.
Oh no, I mean, I had them on my dresser. And I came back, and that was just one.
So you just wear the other one now?
Gives me something to talk about. I'll go and get some clothes on.
WZBC. Gotta deal with all this audio, otherwise I could talk more clearly to you. We'll get over it. This is America. We invented the wheel. We can fix practical things. We're willing to sacrifice anything for that ability. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Alternating between a straitjacket and the American experience. You know how fast that is. So we have pinpoint control. Except you never know where that pin head is. Just gotta make sure it's not in your ass. And you can proceed with quite a few liberties today. Behind world lines and all. It's the bi-world experience for us. And man, does that rock your boat. That just tilts your house all the way over. All the way to 360 degrees over. And more. Because we're dealing with holes here. And I don't care how small it is. And listen carefully to me. Doesn't matter how small it is. It has 360 in it. That's the law. I kind of like the small ones because you can see the degrees. Muscle tone, good circulation, the kinds of good health you usually see in Orientals or people living way back in the Caucasus Mountains or various other National Geographical sites. And I'm going to need some overtime years in this one because I guess I'm a slow learner. Or maybe it's just that bi-world situation that I take personal. May need some overtime. I may need two or three careers or lifetimes to get over. So remember, size doesn't matter as long as it's in the world you're in. The rest is just avoiding the addiction trap and your home, homeward free. So you know how things work in the binary illusion? It's about the one of the few laws of physics you really need to know today. ZBC in Newton, Massachusetts. You've subscribed, and we plan to give it to you. Fitting in snugly in the capitalist fold, the agreement, the boilerplate, if you will. So don't worry about it. Consume. Take it within and do what thou will do. You know what to do. Gary Geiserman at the erectile stick of ascending pleasure here in the land of radio. have my assignment. I intend to act it out. Just remember, folks, when you come upon pleasure, please don't fall into the thousands and thousands of lifetimes of time. Raise it up a level higher than you need to. And keep it up there. Otherwise, it could snake around and come back on you. Don't fall into the lifetimes. Spike it up one extra layer, which in this man's army is 1.5 layers, because we have the moving vectors at all times. And you know how those work in a binary virtual. So be vigilant, because you know how it works. When you extend to strike, you're most vulnerable to being struck. .3 FM. I believe we're covering all the covers here, the scientific, cultural, artistic, literary, perhaps some history. What else is good? International diplomacy. In our ever-winding fight to be decent here in the United States, land of the good guys. I mean, we invented the Boy Scouts, although I think we did steal it from Heidelberg a long time ago, but it's before our country began, and I don't really count that area of time. WZBC.org, 56K streaming, if it's working. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics. A good stash of illegals on there for you. Stuff to consume. And of course, newmetaphysics.com. Currently a mirroring site, but shortly to split away, diverge. .617-552-4686 US EST, Year of Our Lord, 6,000 or 8,000 years after writing was discovered. And 94,000 years since the choice was made. Which is being unmade as I speak. all coming back on us now. Welcome it. Welcome it back. Nobody gets hurt. On your local community outlet of easy sounds can swallow like baby food. No scratching necessary.
Gross national product is merely a measure of the temporary value we have created by using up the resources of this planet and creating pollution in the process, and then even the temporary value becomes part of the waste stream.
Looking for buttons. Who cares what buttons the old woman chooses? She may choose my eyes from the bowl of water, if they surface like sick fish, if they swell into fists tight as plums. I plunge my eyes in the bowl of water. My hairs make their way in the earth. Who cares if the old woman chooses ivory buttons for her shabby coat, or the boy picks them to kick with his thumb in a mock serious game? Once you drop them in the well by the bed, you no longer write any rules. If not, they will go to the river in a sack. I drop them in a bowl by the bed to sweeten corridors of my body. I put them aside as I would two avocado seeds, while my brain sprouts a rootless fern. But the city's a nail that ticks in the foot of sleep. Its static invades the wireless, a persistent cough, and the old woman walks the channels looking for buttons.
We're now going to be the end of evolution, and we are now going to have to say evolution stops with George II. That's as far as mankind got.
The next step, seeing the movie, when I brought you the rough cut, which is now about 45 minutes less than the last time you saw it, so I wanted you to see every frame. What was your first reactions that day when you saw the movie?
Well, very few people in life are fortunate enough to climb aboard the time machine. That's a time machine for me. And it took me places that I didn't want to go, places I had forgotten about, places that I never wanted to leave. And the total summation and culmination of all those places that it just tore me apart emotionally. And
in particular, what part of the film or part of the, you know, was it kind of the story itself, the portrayal of Johnny portraying you, the portrayal of the people that were in your family, from Ray Liotta playing your dad to your mom, all that kind of stuff? Like, what really hit it home for you?
I'd say that my father, the parts that how I interacted with him, and I mean, and the things that the mistakes that I made throughout my life, and my loves, and my madnesses, and sadnesses, and gladnesses, just were all there. And as I said, I have a time machine, and I'll use it sparingly, and it will always be a precious gift to me.
good?
Oh, yeah. Are we good? Yeah, we're good. We're beautiful. We're perfect. This is grade A 100% pure Colombian cocaine, ladies and gentlemen. Disco shit. Pure as the driven snow.
I'm denying my own pleasure. If truly so, my motivation is purely to conquer my loneliness, to overcome that sense of being lonely. Admit it, because if you don't, you're the one who's denying sexual pleasure, not the partner you happen to have found, who happen to be with. And that's where it becomes important to understand, what are you having sex for? Why? Why are you making love? Why are you having intercourse? Is it to satisfy an anxiety of aloneness or loneliness? Is it to conquer or be conquered? To hurt or be hurt? To destroy or be destroyed? Or to satisfy and gratify a vanity or ego? Or is it to love? It sounds old-fashioned, but we would suggest here that that's where fusion can take place, and only there. Oh yes, there's one other. And that is to fight boredom. Absolutely so. We have talked on many occasions about guilt being a tremendous, devastating influence upon you. The destructive force of guilt and how it destroys far more than anything else. We've also talked about the purpose of what you're here for, you know? What are you trying to accomplish? What's my purpose in life? And we've responded that it's to have fun. Parenthetically, and to fight boredom. Absolutely so. Boredom is the killer. Makes you go crazy, absolutely. And therefore, why should I look into my sexual activities? Why should I care about whether I have a good time or not? If I don't have a good time with this person, I'll find somebody else. Ha! How many have done that? Or haven't you found somebody else who is also not fun with? Who it also doesn't work with? That's all right, I'll find somebody else and go through the next 100,000 women or 100,000 men to eventually find that one. If it doesn't work, it fights boredom, perhaps. But we would suggest here, many people look at sex as purely that, to fight boredom. And it's a valuable and a valiant fight, absolutely so. Absolutely so.
And when the experimentalist pops the laser beam back on and says, "Let them go, boys," then the light that comes out indeed retains the same form, by and large, as the light that came in.
I can now count on receiving all the things I desire to come from God through others.
Going. Okay, oh yes.
Yeah, okay, here we have, this is a present tense
reversal. There's been so rumors of so many women. I mean, what is there, 5 or 6 we know about now?
Maybe hundreds.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, a few.
Okay, so here we go. He's still denying it. I'm just setting this one up.
Well, hardly anyone's ever been subject to the level of attack I have.
Now, this reversal is the present tense. It says, now winning a lover, which makes you wonder he's wooing someone else in the scene. And there's actually your voice spoken over it, too, just quickly. So, but now winning a lover.
No winning a lover. No winning a lover. No winning a lover.
Times Square, the Empire State Building, Greenwich Village, stop at Bleecker and LaGuardia, through Soho, right on Broadway, Chinatown, Soho,
hello.
Little Italy stop, World Trade Centers, Battery Park, Statue of Liberty, of course, South Street, Seaport, Wall Street, up to the other side of Chinatown, up First Avenue, Delancey and Allen, Orchard Street Flea Market, the United Nations across 49th Street, the Waldorf Astoria Shtick, Park Avenue on either side of you, up Madison Avenue, Central Park South Stop, down to Rockefeller Center, back to the terminal.
Thus it can be said, and has been many times, that my purpose for you is that you should know yourself as me. This seems so amazingly simple, yet it becomes very complex because there is only one way for you to know yourself as me. And that is for you first to know yourself as not me.
People take drugs because people are in pain. When we deal with the pain, we will start reducing the demand. New York State.
But have we not then been dealing with the pain in America?
We have not been dealing with the pain. It just the fact that we are talking about medicalization or decriminalization of drugs is quite significant, because when Ms. Elders brought it up as that we should study this problem, she was slammed. And the people said, this is something we can't even talk about. So that the fact that we're talking about it means that somehow we may be able to get some deeper understanding, that we're not going to be so closed-minded about this. I do not think that we address the root causes of addiction, nor do I think we address the root causes of crime. 70% of the people in prison in New York State come from 8 communities, 8 neighborhoods here in New York City. We keep putting these people away, but what about the root causes that are happening in those neighborhoods?
I told the milkman, none of your skim milk for me, boy. 2 eggs and bacon mornings. A sketchbook instead of a camera in the bag when I land in the country of blue houses. I'm going to erase the moon from the slate there. Frame TV guts instead of tasteful palettes. That's what they're good for. Watch workmen climb jungle gyms for fun. For a change, be damned in bed, and you can join me with a deposit bottle. Until monks put their eyes to the seams, not a cheek to a palm. Then the cream will be off the top of my head.
Reservations about, I mean, is there any reservations in Hollywood anymore about playing gay parts, that somehow it's not good for career?
Playing gay parts or being...
No, well, playing first.
Well, it depends. I suppose most gay parts up until recently have been classified as character parts, so I don't know. Yeah, I suppose, I think people are probably afraid.
Or reluctant to do it.
Reluctant, yeah. Some people.
How about coming out of the closet, so to speak, announcing publicly that you're gay?
I don't think that's probably advisable if you want to pursue a mainstream Hollywood career. My position, your submission. Repetition.
Listen. Romeo is bleeding. Particle, sort of a compound of energy, the light, and the atom itself, and sort of as a unit. Is that close to what's happening?
Yeah, that's a very good description of what's happening. In fact, when the slow light is moving through this medium of atoms, what it's doing is it's exciting the atoms, and it's exciting what are called spin waves in the atoms, because the atoms have little spins, they're like little magnets. And you can think of these spin waves dancing there, kind of locked in this embrace with the light as it goes through, kind of doing a spin light tango.
Uh-huh.
So the scientists call this spin wave light combination of polariton. It's kind of like a particle itself. My position.
Tuner and I became the kings of Manhattan Beach. If you bought grass, you bought it from us. The bills were paid, and I was making way more money than I could at a real job. I built a reputation for myself. People even started calling me Boston George. It was perfect.
Romeo
of the things that you desire are good. All the things that you desire are good. The one that was moving 1 inch per second, and 2 inches behind the one that was moving 2 inches per second, and 1 inch behind the one that was moving 3 inches per second will move 4 inches to exactly the same point, and so on up and down the row. In other words, you still end up with the illusion of a stationary row of pinheads spaced 1 inch apart, lighting up once per second.
Anything like this. I'm fucking wasted.
Right on.
Fucking stone. Fucking stone. Really stone. Fucking stone, man. I'm really...
Stone?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Man, I wish there was stuff like this back at home.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah! You know how much money you can make with this stuff back east?
Yeah?
No shit, Kev?
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah, when there's stuff to move, it's too easy not to. Do you know how many colleges there are within a 60-mile radius? UMass, Amherst, BU.
Smith, Hampshire.
And, right? And Holyoke.
Holyoke.
Holyoke. 100,000 rich kids with their parents' money to spend. There's never anything around. Nothing good anyways. I'm spending $400 on shit.
Yeah?
You see? It will be good. It will make you happy. Good? Very interesting. Again, you are falling into our vacuum trap. You see, because the idea of freedom and clarity, you see, is a big thing. Freedom and clarity are ongoing processes. You are getting freer and freer, even though it doesn't always look like it. Because in a sense, you are following your heart more. So there are big messes that happen along the way, but you are finding your freedom and your clarity through that. And so, to give yourself freedom and clarity, in a sense, feels like, okay, on Christmas Day, everything will be free and clear. You see, that's a lot. And if it isn't, on that day, you'll have that little child's disappointment that you were promised a toy that you didn't get. You see? And so what we would suggest is that you write a little note that says, I am more and more free. And a note that says, I am more and more clear. And you wrap it up. But what's the money? You can take some money and wrap it up. Would that work? And what's something fun that you can get yourself? Perhaps something your inner child would adore.
I was thinking, I don't know, to win the lottery.
To win?
Yeah.
Again, you are talking vacuum.
Daily numbers.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, you can buy yourself some lottery tickets, but the truth is, what if you don't win? Then your inner child again will be disappointed. Perhaps you can get something that feels good, something to wear, or a piece of jewelry, or some makeup, or some bath oils, or something very real. Real, perhaps a little, or some music, or something. What is something you might think about? So go and, when you are shopping, go find something that just calls to you, perhaps that you wouldn't normally get for yourself. Not anything too usual, but nothing that is too much so that it makes you feel embarrassed with yourself. And wrap it up just for you and get a card and write it in. And don't open it till Christmas, yes? Good. Make sure you do it. You're another one, you two. Now, you'll think about it and think, oh, that's a good idea. I agree with that. That makes a lot of sense. I can feel how that works. And that in and of itself is enough. I don't need to do it, yes? So beware of that trap and see if you can really do it. You can. And it will be much, much worth the effort it takes to get the momentum going when your mind says, oh, you don't have to do it. You'll be there in the store. Oh, this is something and your mind will say, well, you picked it out. You don't really have to buy it now. You got so far as to look. That's enough. It'll keep. And then perhaps you'll get as far as, well, I think I'll buy. And then you'll think about who else you can give it to. Yes, and then your mind will say, well, you got it home. That's enough. But this person will really love it, not me. Yes. Beware. You have a tricky mind. It can talk you out of giving to yourself this quickly. Yes.
Well, I wasn't particularly, when I did it, I wasn't really thinking about having a Hollywood career. Maybe I'd rethink it now.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. But
Has anybody said to you, you can't be a leading man because you have
No one said that to me as such. I think the problem is that now stars are so identified with their character. If you go and see a film with a star in it, you want to see the star acting, but you feel you know the star, and so the star's personal baggage is as important in the film now, unfortunately, as the baggage that the film invents.
The real problem with carbon dating, or with any dating method actually, is all of them are calibrated against the geologic column, where if you find a dinosaur bone, it is automatically assumed to be 70 million years old, roughly, or 100 million years old. And therefore, if they uranium date it, or potassium argon date it, or whatever, if they don't get the answer that matches the geologic date, it becomes what's called an extraneous date, one that, well, they say, well, we know this isn't true, let's try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 21,000 dates obtained by carbon dating, 19,000 were rejected as extraneous.
In other words, if it doesn't fit their paradigm, they in effect simply reject it by putting it up on the shelf.
Oh, correct. Several years ago, penguins from Antarctica were carbon dated. They took bone samples out of living penguins.
Right.
And they were 8,000 years old by carbon dating.
No kidding.
Well, the theory, it's not useless. Willard Libby invented it in the early 50s, 1947 to 1953. I think in 53 he got a Nobel Prize for it. He knew some of the shortcomings of it, and people today certainly ought to know. The magnetic field of the Earth is getting weaker and weaker. We're slowly losing our magnetic strength. As the field gets weaker, more radiation from the sun gets in.
Yes.
And it's that same radiation that causes the formation of carbon-14.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it. So if you're going to assume that the amount of carbon-14 in the atmosphere today, which goes into the plants and ultimately into the animals, is the same as it was in the past, you've got a faulty assumption.
Let's take this analogy and shift it over to simple wave mechanics. Let's say our 1 inch per second is like a fundamental wavelength. let's say that the lighting up once per second is like the vibrations coming together at a node, imploding into each other, forming a particle-like instant, and then dispersing as waves again. So the lighting up is like the imploding into a node of the vibrations. And let's say that the 1 inch per second is the time.
As the spine melts away, the entire back relaxes. Now your belly, your chest. Now put your awareness in your hands. And as your hands begin to tingle, just let them go. Your wrists, your forearms, elbows, upper arms and shoulders. As you exhale, let them float away. Now your throat and neck, your chin and jaw, the jaw may slacken. Let the delicate muscles around the mouth go. Your cheeks and temples. Now the fine muscles around the eyes, your eyes are heavy. Let the brow go, the scalp, the back of the head. And with the next deep, slow exhalation, let the entire body just float away. Now move into the room of your mind to clear away any thoughts, any concerns or feelings that you find there. Just roll a big snowball around that room. Roll it around and gather up all thoughts and feelings. Collect them together and just roll it out. Now go around again. Gather up any strays with a smaller snowball and just toss them out. Remember, there's divine order in the universe. You can trust those thoughts, those concerns to that order. They'll come back. Perfectly organized when you require them.
The way I figure it, Barbara flies back east twice a week, 2 bags per flight, 25 pounds in each bag.
That's 100 pounds a week.
I know it's a lot of weight, but you can't get pot like this back home. I'm telling you, Derek, it'll sell.
I don't know.
Best part, you can charge 500 a pound.
Come on, George. No one is going to pay that.
It's already been negotiated. It's done. The money's there waiting.
Goodness.
Goodness is right. Listen. I want you to be my partner on this thing, Derek. 50-50. If you do the math, that's over 30 grand a week profit. That's $15,000 a week for you, my friend. In your pocket. Free and clear.
And I just deal with you.
Barbara and me. No one else.
It's gonna work, Derek.
I don't know. East Coast, airplanes. I'm paranoid. It seems really risky.
Eric, she's a stewardess. They don't check her bags.
Me to do. I can only carry two bags, and I can't fly back here every day.
I know, but I got a feeding frenzy on my hands, all right? You tell George it's a small potatoes, all right? We're missing out on some serious cash. You tell George, all right? He'll think of something.
I will.
Good.
Vibrations. And let's say that the 1 inch per second is the time that it takes a vibration to go the distance of its own wavelength, which is the fundamental time unit for that particular vibratory pattern. So what this means is that we can have many different coexisting fields of vibration having the same or harmonically related wavelengths and frequencies, having the same velocity, or, and this is very important, they can have harmonically related velocities which all share the same standing wave nodes. In other words, which all compress together in the same positions in space. And the illusion of materiality, the illusion of matter like this desk or this console here, are simply created by vibrations that are moving through a universal vibratory matrix at tremendous velocities, but the points at which they interact with each other remain in the same positions. Are standing waves, that's where the word standing comes from, even though the vibrations themselves are moving at tremendous velocities. So if this is true, if this is how the universe is created on all levels, and if this is how matter is created, you have the same thing in the Bible. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God, in other words, the creator principle. Then if everything is manifested out of vibrations, and if the entire universe on all levels is really just one big giant fractal hologram, in a sense, you know, organized vibratory pattern, then it's possible under the right conditions to materialize or dematerialize a, quote, physical object. In other words, if all the atomic particles that make up a spaceship or a UFO are all resonantly tuned to each other, and if they can all be resonantly amplified or stimulated in such a way that in order to preserve the energy, law of conservation of energy, they have to go into a higher velocity mode, then all those little standing wave nodes that make up the building blocks of matter on the physical level could all instantly tunnel through at the same time and re-emerge as a nodal pattern of vibrations moving at twice or three times or four times or any other velocity harmonic of the speed of light. And the structural information in formation of the spacecraft itself remains the same. Nothing is lost. It simply shifts up a dimension. It's no longer visible or detectable to us in the physical dimension, but it contains all of its internal structural integrity intact and goes into a parallel universe that exists in the same space, which in traditional terms might be called an astral plane or an etheric subplane or the physical plane or whatever.
The temporary value becomes part of the waste stream. You never break even, you always lose. Second law, thermodynamics. Can you imagine any world leader saying, well, we want to greatly expand our GNP in the next year so we can use up more of the Earth's resources and create more pollution? Every developing nation understands the bankruptcy of the trickle-down theory of economics.
So you go to see Mel Gibson in a film, you kind of know that it's going to be a Mel Gibson-y type film.
Mel Gibson selects certain kinds of roles that are...
Yes, so acting is... People act less now. I think, you know, ideally an actor shouldn't have a sexuality. Ideally an actor shouldn't really have a personality.
Life. A circle wrought with destinations.
$128,000.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting a boner just looking at it. You believe it, George?
What's the matter, George?
No.
Something wrong?
Man, cheer up. I mean, half of this is ours. We're fucking rich.
It's not enough. What?
The fuck are you talking about?
Setup is wrong. We're doing all the legwork, and at the end of the day, we're still paying retail.
in fucking middle.
So?
So we need to get to the source.
Source? What about Derek?
He's getting middle too. Derek's our partner. What's good for him is good for us.
So we need a source. Where do we start?
Either one of you guys speak Spanish?
Cornelius, it's me, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
All the things that I desire are good. All the things that I desire are good.
That's interesting. Is it the same light that is released when you let go of the light, or is it an exact duplicate of the light?
And many of you find your dirty little secret is that in many times, in many cases, you're bored with sex. The conquest is fun. The boy gets girl, girl gets boy, as we talked in the relationship Sunday, about how the scripts end once they walk hand in hand. And we would suggest similarly, it's that, it's the excitement, and now it's, oh yeah, now we've got to make love. Once a week, you know, whatever. Or we have to make it more interesting, not by making sex more interesting, but by making the other person more interesting, or by handicapping ourselves. You know, if you can play baseball and you hit the ball very good with your right hand, then you change up, right, and hit with your left hand. Or for you women in that particular sense, if you are very, very good at something, you give yourself many times a handicap to do it under stress or strain. You can do hopscotch, you know, in that same thing, and you can do it really well, so you give yourself a handicap. Similarly with sex. Let's give ourselves a handicap. Let's get really drunk and stoned and see if we can still enjoy it. It's a definite handicap. It's giving up, you know, a 50 points right away. Starting at minus 50 and trying to make it in pleasure. And that's what many of you do. I know how to get an erection. No, you don't, really. You know, how do you get one? Well, I think about, yes, all right, but how do you really get one? How do you do it? On command, you see. Now, you see, that always works that way. But nonetheless, you feel that you know how to do it. And women know how to, in the same thing, allow a penis to penetrate their vagina. Absolutely so. You know how to do it. So therefore, let's give ourselves a handicap. You know, we'll get drunk and stoned, or we'll, you know, snort this or that or the other, and get really blitzed and blotto out of the mind, etc. And then see if we can still get it up and get it in. And that becomes the excitement. That becomes the excitement. Not the person you're with. But by golly, we drank 4 bottles of wine and smoked X amount of joints and snorted and sniffed X amount of, you know, lines of coke, etc. And we still made love. Tomorrow, let's see if we can't drink 6 bottles of wine, etc., etc.
Electro, the Westinghouse Motor Man.
see, all I need to do is to speak into this phone, and Electro does exactly what I tell him to do. Sometimes. But I don't see why I'm telling Electro's story when he's perfectly able to tell his own. So let's listen and see what Electro has to say to us today. All right, Electro, will you tell your story, please?
When the light finally comes out, is it the original light, or does the molecule then sort of have an imprint of what the information of that light carried was, and it makes its own little version of it?
Yeah, well, Ira, you know what? As they say, if you've seen one hydrogen atom, you've seen them all. And if you've seen one photon with a particular wavelength, that's true as well. So who's to say whether it's the same or not? But the photon is a photon. But you're quite right that what happens is when the light gets slowed down and stopped, the pulse of light, now completely absorbed by the atoms, has left its imprint in the pattern of spins that in the atoms and the gas. And when the experimentalist pops the laser beam back on and says, "Let them go, boys," then the light that comes out indeed retains the same form, by and large, as the light that came in.
That's truly fascinating. So now you have a way of actually storing light in this little bottle. What do you do with that information? What can you do if slowing it down this much or storing it? I would think if you have it's stored in the bottle and you have now an on-off switch, then you can maybe use that as ones and zeros on a computer.
Sure. In fact, as you know from our previous conversations, if you give me something like this, then I'll say, "Wow, that's a great thing to build a quantum computer out of." And then, of course, when I heard them talk about this, I said, "Gosh, what a great thing for transferring and transforming information." And it is a great thing for that. I mean, the way that quantum computing works is you take your quanta of information, the smallest piece of information, a bit, right, and you map those quanta of information onto the quanta of quantum mechanics, quanta like photons, particles of light. And if, like me, you're interested in building things like quantum computers and quantum communication systems, like a quantum internet, for instance, you want to move this information around. Now, light is great at getting from one place to another. In fact, it's almost too good at getting from one place to another, because if you could communicate from one place to another, send your quantum bits on your quanta of light, then it zips to one place or another, and it's gone before you can catch it. But what is great and what is very hard is to catch these bits of information on the light on atoms. Now, the ways that we have so far are very complicated and clunky compared with this. This is a beautiful and elegant way of bringing that light and that information down to a soft landing on these atoms and holding it right there.
Now, Electro, a moment ago you were bragging about being able to count on your fingers. Do you remember that? Well, we're going to find out about that. Now, do you remember how many children were born at the same time to a certain family up in Canada? Do you remember that? All right, let's see if you do. Count them on your right hand. One, two, three, four, five. Fine. Well, that's absolutely correct.
People constantly jumping off the bus and jumping back onto the bus.
Because my tendency is to visualize, my tendency is to look for what's wrong, my tendency is to get under pressure, so I'm able to achieve a psychic opening under stress.
find the configuration of that red down in the corner moving up toward the yellow streak. The way it vibrates, I guess, is... Well, searching, no, I don't really see that.
Searching and pain, I see.
Yes, yes, I think you're right there. Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's an extraordinary thing, isn't it?
ZBC in Newton. We're observing the device right now. It's in full play, as it were. And don't worry about observing, measuring, and weighing as we're observing. Just put that out of your mind. Schrodinger was an idiot. Liberal firewall again. One stray one gets out of the bag. We gotta mollify and rationalize. We have given away a little bit, though, that's true, but all in all, a discount, an undervaluing, misleading. I don't want to do that anymore. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman right here. WZ Network, mostly off-planet, virtually unknown in our homeland, however insecure it may be at the moment. Well, the boys will be returning from overseas soon, looking to have a lot of rampant sex post-war syndrome. God knows what chemicals they'll be carrying with them. In the Afghani Expo, U.S. military munitions display. And this unfairness thing is getting even more out of hand, if that could be possible. And life and growth and all being what they are, it is. And don't apply that each man for himself philosophy. That's always been bogus. It's pretty much the robot corporations and nobody else. Even the stockholders, I mean the big ones, are so punch drunk now. Maybe a black sheep child in the family could benefit. But he'll be brushing with Colgate and downing those Cheerios with good old American milk cow disease mad, watching game show even when TV is off. Have to unplug it. WZBC.org. MP3s of this and other of this shows. Studio475.com/New Metaphysics. and of course newmetaphysics.com. Generic MP3s of this and these shows. Seemingly for virtually free. No cost to you. Just take them. They are offered you. And walk away. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics. That's the Macintosh slash. I don't know from the forward or backward kind. Some forward or backward kinds of people use. This digital domain is very dangerous today. It has a three-quarter life. You don't want to mess with. So until SciTech, stand clear. And newmetaphysics.com. Free consumerables there. Cloned versions of live WZBC broadcasts of New Metaphysics programming. Underwritten by the Vatican Radio. They can afford it. I believe every sixth dollar is tagged to the Vatican. Kind of like a brand or a resonance echo. Coming around and going around part way. Giving a virtual covering function necessary with the state of human greed today. Greed is where you don't have your own and try to have someone else's. I wouldn't recommend it.
Do you always talk so low, or is that just the museum that makes your voice sound like that?
Well, I got my plague inoculation shots recently, and I seem to have had a small reaction to it. It's lowered my voice considerably.
Plague? I'm just recently in the city. I noticed that an unusual amount of people lying around the street with strange sores on their bodies. Is there a plague?
Yes. I mean, if you have a chance, I'd check in a medical center and get some inoculation against it. It's been going on for some time now. My maid, Claudia, died of it. It was just ghastly. I mean, the mess she made. You know, it's really very hard to find people nowadays whom you can depend on.
sea lions. Nabobs. The circle. When you cross the street called Houston Street, you enter the district called Soho, which stands for South of Houston. And as we enter Soho today, I'd like to take a moment to dedicate this cruise and this entrance into Soho to our driver and navigator downstairs, Benitez. In a certain personal despair today, I want him to know that I'm with him and I'm backing him up all the way. We've done many circles together, and together we've suffered as we enter Soho. We're crossing Houston Street right now. Can you feel it? Benitez, can you feel it? We're entering Soho.
Santiago, ¿qué pasa? Aquí te traigo al amigo que te dije.
¿Es el americano?
Sí, aquí te lo traigo.
Hola.
Hola.
George, mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto conocerte. ¿Confías en él?
Seguro.
Ramón tells me you're looking for some mota.
Yeah, I am.
Descúbrelo. For instance, something like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. I'll take it.
Él dice que quiere todo. You're funny. Really. How much will you be needing?
All of it. Yeah, I'll come back in a week with a plan.
Madre. Oye, americano. Maybe we're going too fast. You take a little and then come back.
Yeah, but I don't need a little, I need a lot.
No me encontraste este gringo. Está loco. ¿Dónde están todos? ¿Estás seguro que no es policía?
Un momento. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Listen, señor. Tell you what, amigo. What about I come back and I bring you, say, $50,000? That alleviate some of your concerns?
Amigo, you bring me $50,000 and I have no more concerns.
I wrote John a letter about the Lehman Vovniks. From the ancient Kabbalah. 36, in Hebrew, Lehman Vovnik, I believe it means 36. And essentially, it discusses how there are 36 human beings on the planet at all times, only 36, who uphold and create the equilibrium for all of our sufferings. They take the melees and the maelstrom of persecutions and the disasters of the world onto their own shoulders, past, present, and future, throughout their flesh, physical, incarnated lives. And without these 36 people, the infrastructure of the world would fall apart, and there would be Armageddon and perhaps the final judgment. But not a pretty judgment by any means. Final, but not pretty. Most of the Vovniks do not know that they're Vovniks. They suffer in an incomprehensible hell, and they swim in an entire whirlpool of humility without the knowledge of themselves or who they are or their importance in the world. And the Vovnik Mordecai, who left the large family of the Levis to move to Mirzberg on the rocky glaciers of Silesia.